Now, as the 2025-26 academic year draws near, thousands of students are today receiving leaving certificate results, and offers will follow soon on from third level educational institutions across the country, with the first round CAO offers in the middle of next week. The annual milestone inevitably brings it with it a hurried search for suitable accommodation, which will intensify next week once the CAO offers are released. Unfortunately, amid incoming changes to rental regulations, the supply of available rentals to meet growing student demand will be even larger this year. We've been talking about it on a couple of occasions during the week. Such a scenario opens the student rental market to unscrupulous actors who seek to defraud young students and their families of deposits. We heard only yesterday on the programme of one student that was offered a room sharing with six other people in one bedroom in a house that would have about 12 students, or an apartment, should I say, that would have around 12 students jammed into it. Well, the Irish Property Owners Association is warning students to be vigilant as they begin their accommodation search. And Mary Conway from the IPOA joins us on the programme now to talk some more about this. You're basically urging students, Mary, to exercise caution when seeking accommodation. Why are you bringing out this warning?
And thank you for the opportunity for coming on. And we try and get as much media attention to this as possible every time this year, because we know that people will be scammed, and it happens year after year. And it's very unfortunate. At the time of great excitement, people coming to college for the first time, living away from home, and sometimes they rush into things without thinking. Now, I am shocked and horrified to hear what you said there about somebody sharing a room with six people. But we know what's happening, and we know, for the most part, these are not legitimate landlords. They're not people who are paying their taxes, who are not doing things correctly. And the members I represent are genuine landlords. When you ask for proof that they own the house, they will be happy to give it to you. They will produce rent books. Transfers will be to bank accounts. Everything is legitimate and above board, and, you know, standards are out there and standards need to be maintained. And what we find particularly is students coming from overseas, they find something on Facebook and they think it sounds like a great deal, and they come, and in a lot of cases the house doesn't even exist, and they've handed over maybe a couple of thousand euros, they've handed over a deposit and a month's rent, and they've rocked up to a house and the house is boarded up because somebody's in a nursing home or something like that.
Mm.
So always ask the
well, I was about to say, property. I mean, it kind of, when I hear somebody paying a deposit without ever having viewed the premises, I think, oh my God, how stupid can you be? But that's how bad the situation is, that, you know, people are struggling to get somewhere to live.
Yeah, and I'm an estate agent, and I would have properties rented various times, and there's people want to come in from abroad. I move straight into the house, and I always say, no, come get an Airbnb. It's okay, it'll cost a bit of extra money in the long term, but at least with an Airbnb, you're going to a trusted site, you find a base for a couple of days, you find your bearings, and you find out where you want to live or what's close to your college. There's no point studying in DIT in Grange Gorman and coming from France and getting a room in Greystones or Bray and spending half the day coming across to college. So, you know, people, particularly from abroad, seem to think that the transport is like their home country and it's all very efficient and it's all very streamlined, and then they arrive. And the same with, you know, kids coming from the country and the excitement of coming to Dublin for the first time, and, you know, they will just panic and just take anything. And I would just say, caution, caution, caution. Meet the landlord, see the property. Don't exchange any money until you're happy with it, and it should be to a bank account. Or if it's the owner is insisting on cash, which is quite unusual, make sure that you get a receipt. And if rents going forward are in cash, have a rent book. And sign a contract. Make sure you know what you're signing. Make sure you know what's included or not included. Are bills included or are they extra? And what way do you need to sign up for bills?
Okay, so one of the key bits of advice is don't sign anything, don't pay any money before you actually see the place, which sounds very logical, but is absolutely essential. You're also advising to be wary of rents that are too good to be true, because if they're too good to be true, they probably aren't what they seem to be.
Probably the person doesn't own the house at all. And what we find a lot of the time, particularly with Facebook ads, you get, you know, the ad will generally run, oh, I've had to leave unexpectedly. There's, you know, I'm in France or I'm in Spain or whatever, somebody's sick. And the keys are there. Just pay me the money and you'll get the keys when you arrive. Mm. You know, you never, and then when you go and you investigate, the bank account isn't even an Irish bank account, you know, some obscure country. And there's people from abroad that are scamming Irish tenants online. And it's very difficult to track it down. I've had experience from students coming to me over the years that have arrived to find out that the house didn't exist or that it was boarded up and they have paid a lot of money. Now, the other thing is the Residential Tenancy Board have guides for tenants. Have a look at that. And the other thing is no landlord should ask you for more than 1 month's rent and 1 month's deposit. It's a rent in advance and 1 month's deposit. So 2 months in effect.
Okay. And that's by law as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's by law. So nobody should be... and there's no such thing as a viewing deposit. And this also comes up on a regular basis. And, oh, if you give me €150, I'll show you the room. And that's not legitimate. There are so many scams out there and a lot of cases, you know, people are just getting away with it. They can't be caught. Mm. They've moved on to something else.
And, the fear from many is, you know, if I ask too many questions, the landlord's not going to be interested. But the reality of it is, if somebody is a legitimate property owner, is legitimately renting a room or whatever to a student, they won't mind answering any questions you have.
No, and likewise, you know, as an agent and as a landlord, I would ask plenty of questions because I want to know who's going into my house as well. So it goes both ways. So, you know, I would never be afraid about being asked questions. It shows whether they're genuinely interested or not. And the other thing is, if you're renting out a property, you want to know you're going to get somebody that's going to look after it. And making the parents is always a good thing as well, because you know that the parents are motivated and... if the parents are motivated, the kids are likely to be motivated as well.
Okay, so once again, for people who are planning on renting, you need to understand your rights. And everybody who is a renter does have rights. Landlords also have rights, but those rights are available to view on the Residential Tenancies Board website. Okay, so that's rtb.ie to find out exactly what's expected of you as a tenant, what your rights are, and also what the rights of landlords are as well. Thank you very much indeed, Mary, for joining us on the programme. That is Mary Conway of the Irish Property Owners Association with some logical suggestions for students. The most important thing is do not pay any money before you actually see the property that you're looking at.